worship you, Lord, how worthy of my praise.
Put your hands together.
Great to sing about the worthy God we serve, and it's good to have you here this morning. We do welcome you. If you have your Bibles and you'd like to turn to Psalm 87, it's a very short psalm, but a very significant psalm. And I'm probably going to give you a little more history than even reading the psalm, you know, because it's so short. But I think it's very, very important, especially in the last couple weeks, what's happened. December 23rd, if you're a news person, you know what happened. But you find that God looks at Zion or Jerusalem as a place where he puts his name. He will put his name there. And that's very significant, not just this psalm, but throughout the psalms, you'll see that. But the background is David conquered Zion, or Jerusalem. He took it from the Jebusites in about 900 B.C., or about 1,000 B.C., 1,000 to 900 B.C. And there's no Jebusite around now that says that that land is occupied territory. And yet, you find that also David, he paid cash for the threshing floor of Arnon, the Jebusite, where the temple stood in David's day. That was a place where God would have his people meet him, where their sins were forgiven, they would have fellowship, and they would have celebration. Zion, basically, as we'll read, is God's foundation for the physical and the spiritual life of the Jews. But today, you find that it's a disputed territory, according to the UN Resolution 2334, and the U.S. abandoning Israel, making the Jewish homes that have been there for the last 50 years illegal, illegitimate, occupied territory. It doesn't belong to Israel. But I would have to say, according to the psalm, the psalmist, what God decrees is more important than what man declares. And we find that God's sovereignty, the Jewish conquest of Zion, whether it be 3,000 years ago or 50 years ago, and divine birthright gives them rightful ownership there of Zion. Here's what God says about Zion. Psalm 87, you can follow along as I read. His foundation is the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, O Philistia, Tyre, and Ethiopia, this one was born there. But of Zion, it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself shall establish her. The Lord will record when he registers the people. This one was born there. But the singers and the players of instruments say, all my springs of joy are in you. Father, we do just, we celebrate, Lord, what you're doing. Lord, and it's not so much what man decrees or man's resolutions or how we look at what's happening in Israel, which is a prophetic key to the puzzle of the last days and your soon return. But Lord, we just thank you that you are in control. Lord, and you say things before they come to pass that when they come to pass, we know it's you. So Lord, we do pray that you watch over Israel. You tell us to pray for the peace of Israel. And Lord, we do that just now. Lord, pray for their peace. Lord, we pray for the church. Lord, that we might be salt and light on planet Earth. Lord, it seems like much of the church has lost its savor. Much of the light in the church is becoming dim. But Lord, we do pray that you pour your Spirit out. There would be great revival that would take place in churches that proclaim your name and study your word. Lord, so we thank you so much for each and every person here this morning. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would direct us and lead us deeper into your truth, into a greater love for you and for one another. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Be the glory.
His word endures from beginning to end. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Greater is the one who lives in.
Things. We worship you this day because you are so. Well, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of
I'm not, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Well, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know just what we need before. Say a word, you're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, I know you are perfect in all of your ways. Oh, you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. As you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love, love, love. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Because you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. Yes, Lord, it's who you are. We are loved by you from day to day. And as we enter into this new year, God, I pray in all our hearts and our minds we remember the old things have passed away, but the love of Christ remains the same.
for that we can give praise and glory to our unchanging God. The old things have passed away, but your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead are breathing in life again. You cause your sun to shine on darkest nights. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we our affection.
Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore.
Lift your voices.
Jesus, we love you.
Let's all stand. We adore the risen Lord. Amen. Now open our eyes to see you more and more, Lord. Sing it all. Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
I want to see you.
I want to see you.
Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Lord, I want to see you. High and lifted up.
To see you. High and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Sing, open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you,
Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open my eyes of my heart. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you.
I want to see you. Open our eyes today, Lord.